Good evening from the Radio K-Man newsroom at the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Prosecutors in the murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. says two strands of evidence rule out any involvement by other adults in the murder of toddler Alicady Powell. Mr. Wright Jr. denies murder and abduction of the toddler. In presenting their closing speech today, the prosecution told a jury of 12 that the child's mother acted consistently with someone seeking answers, not someone responsible for the death of a child, noting her efforts to challenge the initial drowning conclusion and obtain a second pathology report. Witnesses described the mother as frantic during the search, while Wright Jr. appeared calm and relaxed. The Crown says that Wright was the only person awake when the child vanished and claims his account that he saw and heard nothing is inconsistent with other evidence heard throughout the trial. Prosecutors maintain that the case is circumstantial but compelling, arguing that Wright Jr. was the only possible culprit. The trial continues tomorrow in the main court building, where the judge's summation is expected. Shortly thereafter, the jury could begin deliberations. Ruel Romain Sill has pled guilty with an explanation to possessing a firearm and two rounds of ammunition. The offenses occurred on the 11th of January along Selkirk Drive. His lawyer says she will argue exceptional circumstances at sentencing. A charge of going equipped to steal was withdrawn due to lack of evidence. Mr. Sill also faces an overstaying offense, and that is expected to be considered at sentencing. The magistrate ordered a pre-sentencing report, with sentencing set for the 11th of November. The unaudited financial results for core government in the first 6 months of the year show a $244 million surplus. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller reports.
When combined with the performance of statutory authorities and government companies, the overall surplus of $252 million was more than $67 million higher than the $185 million surplus forecast in the 2026 budget. The financial report says coercive measures were $33 million higher than forecasted, complemented by personnel costs being down by $20 million and supplies and consumables down by $14 million less than forecast. These were partially offset by higher than budgeted levels of expenditure and outputs from SAGCs by about $7.5 million, outputs from non-governmental suppliers by more than $8 million, and transfer payments by just over $12 million. Compared to the same period the year before, total revenues of core government have increased by nearly $90 million. Additionally, the report says total expenses of core government have risen by $40 million for the comparable period. The unaudited financial report says adherence to fiscal policy has, quote, yielded significant overall cash and deposit balances held by core government. Operating cash and deposits were $394 million, and reserves and restricted deposits were $194 million, for a total cash and deposits balance of just under $589 million. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The report is available at gov.ky/publications. Cabinet releases its meeting summary for July the 29th. K-Man leaders approved additional funding for the Ministry of District Administration and Home Affairs, approved the reallocation of funds for the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, and made adjustments to appropriations for the Ministry of Planning, Lands, Agriculture, Housing and Infrastructure. Cabinet also approved drafting instructions for the Pensions Contributions Regulation and amendments to the Monetary Authority Administrative Fines Regulation. They greenlit leases for the Department of Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman, the Department of Children and Family Services, the Portfolio of the Civil Service, the Treasury, and the Department of Vehicle and Driver's Licensing, as well as an increase in the court staffing establishment for the Ministry of Education and Training. The full summary is available at gov.ky/publications. Several government agencies have signed a memorandum of understanding establishing a new multi-agency public protection arrangement, or MAPPA. The agreement creates a formal system for agencies to work together in managing sexual and violent offenders who may pose a risk to public safety. Among the agencies included are the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, His Majesty's Cayman Islands Prison Service, Customs and Border Control, the Department of Community Rehabilitation, Workforce Opportunity and Residency Cayman, and the Department of Children and Family Services. Governor Her Excellency Mrs. Jane Owen said the initiative strengthens national security through better collaboration, while Minister the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta described it as a practical step forward for safer communities. Officials say the arrangement will improve information sharing, risk assessments, and coordinated decision-making to better protect the public. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The National Conservation Council gets an update on the East-West Arterial Road Project to the Eastern Districts. During Friday's public quarterly NCC meeting, Department of Environment Director Gina Ebanks-Petrie referenced a meeting between the council and the staff of the Ministry of Planning.
It was agreed at the meeting that the Ministry of Plahi would gazette the alignment that represented the EIA alignment of the road between Hurst Road and Woodland Drive / Agricola Drive and the quarry, which is east of Lookout Gardens. It's known as KP Quarry, for those of you who might know quarry names.
Ms. Ebanks-Petrie says the ministry is proposing to amend the alignment further north of Paul Bodden's quarry. She says there will be additional work like geotechnical investigations and data collection to, quote, inform their choice about the route in that location.
Now, initially, we received a boundary plan, which was for the whole route all the way past Paul Bodden's quarry, but we queried it, and it's now been confirmed that the bit that they are gazetting is the EIA route up to the KP quarry. And this now seems to have been resolved.
You can watch the rebroadcast of the full meeting on the DOE's YouTube channel. The Ministry of Health says the public will receive 6 monthly updates on the implementation of 47 governance recommendations for the Health Services Authority. Health Minister the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says the ministry will establish a steering group within 3 months to oversee the work.
Importantly, we are committing to update the public on the progress every 6 months thereafter. This won't be the last time you hear about this.
The ministry also plans a centrally accessible dashboard to track key performance indicators and to report progress.
The dashboard will display what those KPIs are so that the public can also see how we are moving forward, you know, the goals that have been set and how we are moving forward to achieve them and our progress made.
The recommendations will be phased into quick wins, medium-term work and longer-term structural changes. Cayman joins nearly 2,000 attendees at the Destination International Annual Convention in Portland, Oregon. Department of Tourism representatives and 3 students from the School of Hospitality Studies discussed topics ranging from destination stewardship to workforce development with international tourism professionals.
The Cayman Islands Department of Tourism was proud to support the students' participation, enhancing their learning while engaging with them about diverse career opportunities available within our tourism industry.
DOT Director Rosa Harris tells Radio Cayman government invited the students to the convention as it could provide, quote, valuable learning opportunities. While there, the group also toured visitor attractions in Portland, giving students exposure to destination management and tourism operations in practice. Finally,
you Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2026 is contestant.
Azaria Burton takes up the Miss Teen Cayman Islands 2026 crown after Saturday's pageant. For the 42nd annual Lions Leos pageant, Burton also earned 6 special awards, the Ileana de la Cruz Community Spirit Award, Miss Photogenic, Most Talented, Most Outstanding Cultural Wear, the Social Media Award, and the Best in Interview. Azaria Oswald was the first runner-up and took the most improved academic excellence and most disciplined. Renee Bryan, the second runner-up, won Miss Personality and Best in Gown. Jaseth Webster received Best Smile and the People's Choice Award at the August 8th event. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great rest of your Monday.